entrepreneur needs to be a hero. Like, no entrepreneur needs to be a hero ever, period. I'm going to share some of my own backgrounds and my own experience with this, because, you know, I've been in this game for quite a few years. I have coached and mentored hundreds of startups over this period of time through different cohorts, different countries, different markets, different segments, you know, led international teams, global teams, global businesses. It's quite a web of background that I've got, and I'm going to share some of that with you. My name is Dan Holloway. I'm a business coach and a mentor helping creative entrepreneurs to start, grow and scale their businesses. And what we're going to talk about is entrepreneurship is tough. Okay. It sounds like a simple thing to say, but a lot of people, they're almost trying to be diehard warriors with this stuff, you know, trying to be that person who can take more and can do more and can handle more, like all the times, like more. And honestly, you don't need to be a hero with this stuff. And the best entrepreneurs that I've ever worked with, like all of them, none of them do it alone. You know, they either have teams, or they have business partners, or they have, you know, families who help them. It needs help. You need help constantly. And I see all the time, and I spoke to someone this morning about this, hence the reason it sparked the conversation in my brain. And they had been trying for years to go for scale, to go for crazy growth, to, you know, do high ticket this and, you know, large income that, you know, following all these people who say you can do it and you need to put in the hours, you need to put in the work, you know, you need to bleed for your business and all that kind of stuff. And that's terrible advice. Terrible advice. And really what this client wants is just, when I say just, it's not just at all. To them, they want an easy life, you know, and they're willing to work, absolutely. But they're not looking for like a 9-figure exit, not looking for an 8-figure exit. They're wanting a nice 6-figure, steady turnover, work on their terms, you know, a chilled out, easy-ish, relatively speaking, entrepreneurial journey. You know, they don't want to do 18-hour days. They don't want to bleed. They don't want to put in like crazy amounts of stress into their brain for, you know, minimal gain or rolling the dice. And there's this stigma around people who don't want to do the 18-hour days, 7 days a week, as if those people are losers or something. And the people out there who stigmatize those who don't want to do 18-hour, 7-day a week grinds as if that's some badge of honor, frankly, those people can jog the hell on, because you don't need to do that stuff. And every single person's journey is different. Every single person is different. But when you have people on your team or on your side, or that you can talk to or lean on, be it peer groups, be it, you know, coaches or mentors, people like me, be it, you know, communities, whatever it may be, people around you will help you through the tough times. They'll keep you motivated, they'll keep you accountable, and they'll help you. But you don't need to be a hero about this stuff. Like, genuinely, you don't. And the person I was talking to earlier, they've gone through some shizzle, frankly, you know, and it's not been a fun time for them. And frankly, when they look at it, they're like, I wasn't really that interested in doing what I was told I needed to do. And it wasn't them, right? So my advice to you today, and this is going to be a fairly short video, short audio if you listen to it on the audio on the podcast. My advice to you is this. When you're in the grind, as it were, if it's getting too much, just stop. Just take a step back and ask yourself, am I doing this because I want to do it? Or am I doing this because I need to do it? Or am I doing this because people are telling me I need to do it? If the answer doesn't really mesh with your brain, or if it doesn't feel right, chances are it's not. And I get clients all the time to ask why. I mean, I'm almost renowned among them for being the person that asks why to the point where it becomes annoying. And one of them the other day just even said to me, it was like, you're going to ask me why a lot, aren't you? And I'm like, yes, I am. Should we shortcut that process right now? And they're like, oh, okay. So I'm doing it because of this, and I'm doing that because of that. And I was like, why? It's like, well, because of this. I was like, yeah, but why are you doing that? Well, because of this. And why do you feel we need to do that? Well, because of that. And why do you feel like that? They're like, yeah, I don't need to do that at all, do I? But there you go. I ask why a lot. And I urge you to do the same. So when you feel like you're under pressure and when you feel like you're doing too much, ask yourself why, like constantly. You know, why? And every answer you give yourself, ask yourself why. And then again and again and again and again and again. And eventually you'll get down to the truth of it. And I almost guarantee you 90% of what you do on a day-to-day basis, outside of the kind of the Maslow style hierarchy of needs, if you know what that is, it's basically the hierarchy of like human requirements of life, you know, outside of feeding yourself, clothing yourself, you know, food, warmth, shelter, you know, mental health, outside of those things, 90% of everything outside of basically keeping yourself alive, 90% of that you don't need. You know, 90% of it is just choice. So if you're choosing to be stressed out, pressured, damaging of your own mental health, that on some level is either a choice or it's an acceptance. And I'm not talking about manifestation or any shite like that, because I hate people who talk about manifestation. I'm not talking about that at all. I think that's just a bunch of pish, to use a Scottish terminology, pish. So I'm not talking manifestation at all, but you accept into your world a lot more than you probably should. I used to, I left the venture capital and private equity world many years ago, and I actually had a year of therapy afterwards to almost detoxify my brain, because it was that cutthroat, savage and nasty. You know, and I've shared that story in a lot more depth a while ago. And someone said to me, well, the therapist you were working with, they can't have been very good, because, you know, I know a therapist who could just sort out your head in one session. And I'm like, just because you know someone who can sort out my brain in one session doesn't mean that they know me or the problems I was having. And if I say it took me a year of therapy, I'm not talking about a year of seeing someone like every single week for an entire year. It took me a year to really unpick my brain and to detoxify my mindset and to get myself clear. So, you know, I come from a place where I know that entrepreneurship doesn't need heroes. It needs people who are clear thinkers. It needs people who are motivated by passion and drive and love and empathy. That's the stuff that entrepreneurship needs. It doesn't need you to be bleeding, right? Got a bit of a high horse there for a second, but that's what I want to share with you today. Just real reality, you know, and as someone just commented, because this is going out live as well, you know, good realistic comments. So thank you, whoever that was. It just comes up, LinkedIn user. I don't know who you are, but I'm sure I will find out soon when I check on the comments directly. But yeah, that's what I like to do. Just keep it real. And, you know, if at any point you want to talk, I mean, genuinely, you know, just grab a call with me. You know, I'm not going to be selling to you. You know, it's discovery more than selling. You know, I'm not the salesy type. We can talk, you know, just go to danholloway.live/call and just book a call with me. If you're struggling, you don't have to struggle alone. If I can help you out, great. If we can work together, cool. If we can't, I'll point you in the right direction of somewhere where we'll help you, because I want to help you. That sounds fair. Cool. And I'll leave you with that thought. So I will speak to you again next time.